Welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I'm estate planning attorney Richard Chamberlain, and in this podcast, I'm going to guide you through important estate planning topics so you can make sure that your estate plan will protect those you love and preserve what you have. I'm glad you're here, so let's get started. Hi, this is Richard Chamberlain, and welcome to the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. This is episode number 9. And today we're talking about using beneficiary designations to avoid probate. So if this is your first time listening to our show and you're new to the estate planning process, I want to encourage you to go back and start listening from episode number 1. I've designed the first 10 episodes of this podcast to really be like an estate planning 101 that will give you a good foundation to estate planning issues, estate planning topics. So that will really give you a firm foundation on which to build. So as I said, we're going to talk this week about using beneficiary designations to avoid probate. Now, you're most likely familiar with beneficiary designations. If you have life insurance, there is a beneficiary designation on your life insurance. It says, when you pass away, the life insurance death benefit will be paid by the company to someone. You have that on retirement accounts, your 401k, your IRA. You have beneficiaries on annuities. And these are just agreements with the company that holds that asset to give that asset to someone or to a group of people when you pass away. So, beneficiary designations are not new. They're very common and used with certain types of assets all the time. Now, you can also use beneficiary designations, you may not know this, for other types of assets. For example, you can, in Ohio, use a beneficiary designation on real estate. You can do what's called a transfer on death, or a TOD, designation for real estate. So upon, you record an affidavit in the county recorder's office, says, upon my death, give this real estate to this person. And when the owner passes away, that beneficiary records another affidavit and says that they are the beneficiary, they're living, and so now they own the real estate. And the purpose of that is really to make a very simple way to get that real estate to the beneficiary, and probate is not required. It's not required to go to court to get an order to have that real estate transferred. It's done simply by recording that affidavit. So, we've talked in the past, the last several weeks, about probate and why probate avoidance is something that a lot of people have as a goal. So if that's your goal, using beneficiary designations is a way that you might explore doing that. And you can not only do that with real estate, and of course the life insurance, retirement accounts, etc., but you can also do it with bank accounts and investment accounts, automobiles. So really, just about any asset you can put beneficiary designations on. So a lot of people will come to me and say, well, if I want to avoid probate, should I use beneficiary designations? And, my answer is always, it's kind of a joke, the famous lawyer answer, it depends. It really depends on what your other circumstances are. Do you have multiple beneficiaries? Do any of your beneficiaries have any particular situations that would make it inadvisable for them to receive an asset as an outright ownership, or do they need protections? One of the issues that comes up with, let's say you have multiple beneficiaries. We actually had this conversation with somebody just last night in a meeting. The parent had died. The parent had put a transfer on death designation on their house and left it to their four children. The four children are now sitting in my office, and they say, well, how do we sell the house? Do we all have to agree? And I could tell that they weren't all in agreement on what to do with that house. And I said, yes, you all have to agree. You all own the house now. So it can be a little bit complicated if you've got multiple beneficiaries for how assets are handled. Another potential issue is if all of the assets are avoiding probate and there's not a trust with a trustee to manage the administration of the estate, that's because all of the assets have gone directly to each beneficiary. And your estate still has bills that need to be paid, funeral expenses, final medical expenses, income taxes, any types of bills, and someone needs to pay those. And if all of the beneficiaries have received their distribution of your estate directly, no one is legally responsible to pay those things. So it can become a little bit of a contest between the beneficiaries sometimes as to who is going to pay those, who's going to be responsible. Sometimes one will pay expecting that the others will contribute, and then they end up not. So creating more difficulties than it's solving. Sometimes it's better to have the estate go through probate than to run into those situations. Of course, using a living trust will avoid those situations and will avoid probate. So often that's going to be the better choice. So it depends, you know, on your estate, your goals, your beneficiaries, as to whether beneficiary designations are right for you. And it's really only after you consult with an attorney who's experienced in estate planning law that you can really get a good determination on whether that's going to be a good thing for you. So if you'd like to meet with one of our attorneys, we're happy to do that. You can reach out to us. Our contact information is in the show notes. I hope this information has been helpful for you. And thanks for being here. We'll talk to you next week. Thanks. So that's it for this episode of the Protecting Your Family's Future podcast. I hope you found our deep dive into the world of estate planning and estate administration to be helpful. For more information and tons of additional free resources, visit our website, chamberlain-law.net. If you live in Ohio or Michigan, and you'd like to schedule a no-cost strategy session with me or one of our attorneys, you can request an appointment through our website. The links are in the episode notes. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you again next time.